On Hanukkah, Tfilah and Birchas Hamazon, we say Al Hanisim, and there's a halacha that if someone forgets Al Hanisim b'mei Hanukkah, so when you come to the Harachamons, you add in Harachamon Hu Yasel on Hanisim k'moy she'osa l'aviseinu b'yom ha'mehem b'zman hazeh. Mishneh Berurah brings it down, and the poiskim ask a shaila. The poiskim ask, we have a halacha that you're not allowed to be mispalel al anes. You're not mispalel for nisim. You never say a rachman. He rots on sheyasel on anes. Loi matzinu kadover azeh al kedei kach. The Gemara says it's a tefillah shov if you daven for anes. So how can it be on Hanukkah specifically? We find that you can say harachamon hu yasel on anisim k'moy she'osa l'aviseinu. So this is a sugya, the Achoinim is, they talk about it, they find different terutzim. The Shari Tshuva brings down the kasha, b'shem the tvu ashor. So maybe al derech hadrush, we can answer this, al pi, the ben yoyodo, the ben yoyodo's pshat in the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus, Chofei, brings down a bavus the maisa with the daughter of Chanina ben Doiso. And it brings down that one erev Shabbos, he saw that she was sad. Chazi lebarte dehavi atziva. Omar lo, he said, Biti, my daughter, lemay atzivas, why are you sad? Omar le, she said, Kli shel choymetz neschalef li bekli shel shemen vehidlakti. When I lit hadlokas neiris, betoys by mistake, instead of a kli shel shemen, I took vinegar, a kli shel choymetz, and I was madlik with it. Leor Shabbos. Omar lo, so he said to her, Biti my ich basloch. What do you care? Misha omar l'shemen v'yadlik, hu yoymer l'choymetz v'yadlik. Whoever, Kodesh Baruch Hu, tells shemen should be madlik, he'll say that the choymetz should be madlik, you have nothing to worry about. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the ner was nidlak and it continued being doylek ad shevim imenu or l'avdolo. So the Ben Yoyada asks two kashas in this Gemara, and he changes the pshat to a phenomenal pshat in the Gemara. What are his kashas? He says, number one, he brings Gemaras and Tainus other places, that it's not a shvach if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes for you. Menachin loy mizchu Yosef. The Gemara says, kama gora, that Hashem had to do a nes for someone because he's losing his chuyas. So what was Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa calming down his daughter? Don't worry, Hashem made a nes Chanukah in their house. It's Menachem Loi Mitzchu Yosef. What's the shvach? What's there to be happy about? Question number two. He goes into the sugi. He brings gemoras. There's a klal that you're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Nisim. Ein nene mi Maisa Nisim. It's osur b'hano. So l'chayru, to use it for adlokas neir Shabbos is a hano, which is, he goes into that sugya. Is there an isur hano by neir Shabbos? But that's the two kashas he asks. And machmas this, he says like this. He says, if you medayig the gemora, he has a very big kasha. The Lashon HaGemara is what happened. She took a kli shel choymetz by mistake, v'hidliko. She told her father, v'hidlakti nimenu. The Lashon is that she was madlik. He says, if anyone tried, once upon a time, if you ever tried to light a wick with vinegar, it's not nidlak, it doesn't start. Maybe the wick will burn for a second and that's it. But it's not nidlak. So what's the Lashon HaGemara? She said, v'hidlakti. That's his first shaila. And he goes weiter, he says, it's mashma, that there was a whole conversation. He saw his daughter was sad, and he asked, she answered, he said, don't worry, even if it lit for a second, but it went out. It's not lit anymore. It can't be. It's impossible, he says. And he's meirich on this. So what happened over here? Reb Chanina says, don't worry, but it's not. She never lit. The Gemara's a pellet. The diik v'hidlakti, and afterward he found her, and what happened till then? So he says, Asher muchrach mizeh. When the daughter, this bas, when she lit with the vinegar, it lit. V'hidlakti, there was a beautiful ner Shabbos, an or gadol that came from here. Everything was fine. It's not the pshat it didn't light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for her. For the daughter of Chanina ben Doisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes that the vinegar lit beautiful Neir Shabbos. So why was she sad? What was going on? So why was she sad? Says the Ben Yoyada, she was sad because she knows if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes, it's problematic. Menachem Lev Mizchu Yosef Kama Gerua. That was the conversation. She said to her father, I took by mistake vinegar, and look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this beautiful nes for me. Oh, is it going to deduct my zchuyos? What's going to happen? So what did Reb Chanina ben Dosa answer? He said like this. He says, my tayra tochter, he said, Misha omar l'shemen sheyadlik yoyma l'choyma sheyadlik. What he was saying is, in our family, by unt and shtup, there's no difference between shemen and choymetz. You know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menake? If by you, this is a yoytze migidri ateva, teva's the regular and there's a big nes, then there's menakin loy mizchu yosef. Mashenken, he says, by us in unzeshtur, by us in house, the meaning is we're melumet benisin. There's no difference between shemet vechoymetz. If so, it doesn't have a din of a nes. So therefore, he answered both kashas. Reb Chanina ben Dosa told his daughter, this doesn't have a nes, this is the norm in our house. Oy bazoy, there's no menakin loy mizchu yosef. It doesn't have a din nes legabi menak legabi osun lehonos mi ma'is nisim. It was a sheer musa shmuz that he was giving his daughter. So he was giving his daughter a musa shmuz about how to look at nisim. In our house, this is not a nes. We're on that level of betochen that this is all normal. What a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. So coming back to the Neis Chanukah, Tzidua, one of the Terutzim on the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why is Chanukah 8 days if the Neis was 7 days? So the Velt says, because 7 days was for the Neis that it lit longer than it should have, and there's an extra day for the fact that the Shemen lit even one day. In other words, to come to this Madrega, that there's no difference between Neis and Teva, like the Ramban says in Soif Parshas Boy, Mitoich HaNisim HaGluyim, a person has to be maimin in the nisim nistorim. When Hashem does a nes, the purpose is not just the nes hagoli, it's to come to the emuna that what happens al nisecha shebechol yoyim imonu is all nisim, every single thing we get from the borei olam, it's all the same. And if you get to that madrega like we're supposed to on Chanukah, the nes doesn't have a din of a nes. If so, that's why dafka on Chanukah we can add in, we can be mispalel al nes. Harachamonu yasel on nisim doesn't have a din of a nes. That's what the madrega we're supposed to be getting to by Chanukah. Just to be moisif on this nekuda, I saw a word, a geder. I saw it in the Chazanish and in the Rupshitza, in the Zera Kodesh Parshas Vayetze. It's not so much B'derech HaTeva that the Chazon Ish and the Rupshitza say the Zeldu Gevort, but they both say that the Inyan from Ayin Hora, so B'derech HaTeva, we think Ayin Hora is when a person looks at something with a kina, with a bad midas, and they say, name. The Musug of Ayin Hora is when someone looks at something with his spilus. If you have something, and people look and say, wow, it causes his spilus. The Chazon Ish is in Bava Basra, on the Gemara, also Lamoid Al Stei Chaveroi, when it's become also, because people are misspoiled. Something that brings his spilus, that people say, wow, that causes an Ayin Hora, that the Chayfet should get genizik, a damage. And how does that work? Why is that? So in the Zera Kodesh, he explains, because when people have his spilus, what are you mispoil about? If we believe, if we're holding by the Dargu B'tochen, that everything is the Yad Hashem. You woke up this morning because Hashem wanted you to wake up. This person has this moment because Hashem gave. If everything's Yad, so why are you mispoil? Hayipoli me Hashem dover? Hashem can do whatever he wants. Well, why some things we're not mispoil? Some things like, wow, what's it doing here? How did that happen? If you have it, so by having a his spilus, it's so to speak, it's menatek that chayfetz from bringing kovet shemayim, that chayfetz has no right to exist. So says the Rupshitza, so therefore, if you have a mispal from something, the first thing, you should connect it straight to the borei olam. So yeah, look what the Eibishter did, look what the Eibishter gave him, look what the Eibishter made, look what... That's what they both say, this inyan. So, does that mean, Rabbi Yisai, we shouldn't be mispal from anything? Well, I'll tell you one thing, it means we shouldn't have things that bring his pilus. You buy a brand new car, let it get scratched up a little, get geschmatted. You'll enjoy your new car without knocking people's eyes out. But Akol Ponim, the fourth is not to have a spilus, but to have a midas heishtavus, that al nisecha shebechol yom, we should be equally mispoil from everything. Waking up on the morning, saying birchas hashachar, poke achiv rematir asurim, it's the same chesed of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and not to take everything for granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayos. And Mietz Hashem, when a person is mechazik, the Hakoras HaToiv, for the Kleina Zachin, for what the Ramban calls the Nisim HaNestorim, the Mahalach HaTeva, then there's no such thing as a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi sheyoymar l'shemen sheyadliku yoymar l'chomet sheyadliku oilum shel ha'befrei l'chanukah.